With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A strong earthquake has shaken northwestern Nepal. Officials say at least 128 people are dead and dozens more injured.
The earthquake hit the Jagatkot region, 500 kilometers from the capital of Kathmandu. The remoteness of the affected area makes both communications and rescue efforts difficult. Initial videos from the region show severely damaged homes, some completely flattened. Three aftershocks were felt within an hour of the quake. Many residents spend the night outdoors. Earthquakes are common in this region, along the foothills of the Himalayas. In 2015, the country suffered two devastating earthquakes, killing 9,000 people.
The GOP fight for the White House comes to the state of Florida today. Here's correspondent Jackie Quinn.
At the Republican Florida Freedom Summit in Orlando, former President Trump is working to expand his support and bury the presidential aspirations of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. DeSantis has been struggling in the polls, as Trump had predicted even before DeSantis had announced his candidacy.
Ron DeSanctimonious at 10%.
Trump has picked up endorsements from Florida Senator Rick Scott and state lawmaker Randy Fine, who had been a longtime DeSantis ally. And the rhetoric between the two rivals has gone vulgar, with DeSantis referring to his male anatomy to make a bet against Trump.
And that is correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. Republican Tom Cotton of Arkansas, an Iraq War veteran and member of the powerful Senate Committees on Intelligence and Armed Services, this week discussed the ongoing war between Israel and the Iranian terrorist group Hamas. He slammed President Biden for what the senator called waffling and wavering on U.S. support for Israel. This is SRN News. Another defeat for the Satanic Temple.
A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed by the group to block Indiana's new pro-life law that places a near-total ban on abortion. Members of the Satanic Temple argue that the law violates their religious freedom because they consider abortion to be a sacrament. This legal tactic also failed in Texas, where a judge kicked the Satanists' case out back in July. The temple is deeply invested in abortion, recently opening a clinic in New Mexico. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Something of a pro-life revolution appears to be sweeping Russia. While abortion is still legal and widely available, some private clinics have begun to drop it from the services they provide. The health ministry has mandated talking points for doctors designed to discourage women from terminating their pregnancies. New regulations will soon severely restrict access to many abortifacient drugs as well, ruling out chemical abortions. This is SRN News. Trade and economy officials from the Group of Seven wealthy democracies have strengthened their pledge to work together to ensure a smooth supply chain for essentials like energy and food.
The nations promised in a statement to maintain what they called a free and fair trading system at the end of a recent two-day meeting in Osaka. Worries are growing about maintaining a stable supply of computer chips, as well as essential minerals like lithium, which are critical these days amid the demand for electric vehicles and other green energy. The G7 includes the U.S., Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and Britain.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Bidenomics is driving up the cost of health care, according to one critic coming from the Heritage Foundation. Research fellow Nina Schaefer argues rather than addressing real underlying issues that are driving up prices, the Biden administration's answer to rising health care costs is simply more government and regulation. More details at srnnews.com.